Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, yes, yes. It's that time tonight to tuck you into with a sweet, sexy story that I know you're gonna enjoy. Yeah, it's nice and hot tonight where I'm located. So I had to bring a story that was gonna be hot. I titled tonight's story, Southern Hospitality, with a little witty twist to it as well, but definitely gonna give you some erotica with that. Okay. So let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette or Jaylana Stevette the author. I'm on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can also find me on YouTube under Naughty Tales and Everything Erotica. Go ahead and like and subscribe there. I'm going to be putting some video content there shortly. But I'm going to just be honest with you. I've been creating these stories. And guys, it takes a lot to come up with these stories every week for you and to stay ahead of the game, because the key is to always stay ahead of the game. Okay. But anywho, back to the church announcements here. So you know where to find me on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. I'm also on TikTok if you want something a little more inspirational and positive under Jay Stevette, J-A-Y Stevette. You know, I got a little nice side, a little positive spirituality going on. But if you're looking for something naughty, you can follow me on Twitter. I may put a few postings there, here and there. And there's also a special surprise in the bio. So if you want something a little more risque, you might want to click on the link in the bio and subscribe. But anywho, so those were the church announcements. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about my demographics, because I have been following my demographics this morning as I was getting ready to drop this episode. And I looked and I, of course, I'll always give a shout out to the countries listening in at the end of the show. But I wanted to take a look at something here, because it looks like primarily my audience is on Apple and on Spotify. And then there are some on iHeart, CastBox. Some people use a web browser, and then other, I'm assuming it's like Google and a few others that are out there. So I just want to just give a shout out to all those streaming services who I have the privilege of being able to share my content. Okay. I also noticed that now, there's been a switch. There's been a switch in my demographics from who's actually listening. So I've got 81% men now. Hey, daddy, how you doing? And 15% female. It used to be reversed, so there's that. So I want to thank all these hot, sexy men tuning in to these naughty tales. I know you're going to enjoy them, okay? I also want to welcome the ages 60 and older. It looks like I got a little bit of jump in some of the older men. I guess you like to keep it spicy too. I guess your dick jumps too, right? I can say that on my podcast. I'm the goddess of erotica. So, men 60 and older, thank you for allowing me to make your dick jump with these hot, sexy stories. And to all of my men in general, I'm noticing the age range is primarily, wait a minute, hold on. Whoa. I got some 17 and unders listening. That should not be so. This is X-rated. Oh. So I've got a little bit of underagers listening. And then my biggest demographic is 45 to 59, then the 35s, the 44, and then 28 to 34. I'll let you in on a little secret. Jaylana likes me young and she likes me hot. But also, I don't mind making a dick jump for someone 60 or older. Meow. But I want to thank you all. Yes. So that's what's happening here on this podcast. There are some amazing things there. Yes, I want to thank you all for continuing to tune in. Most of you, it looks like a lot of you are on your phones tuning in, and then some of you are on your computer, but primarily on your phone. So that's pretty dope too. But anywho, almost happy. The Chronicles of Tabby. It'll be out May 15th. That's all I'm going to say on it. That's all I'm going to say. Get your pre-order now. The book is hot. If you haven't seen the book cover, I'm going to let you know. The content is going to match the book. And you are in for a treat. So since my audience is primarily men, it's going to be on audio as well. So you're going to want to catch it on audio if you love listening to erotica, and it's going to be a bomb-ass story. But also, I know y'all got women out there. A lot of you men that are listening to my podcast, I know you're dealing with a female on some level. So what way to give her a treat than to give her a copy of my book or have her listen to it on audio? Moving on. Now, the last church announcement. Now, I got my preacher hat on, y'all. I got my sexy goddess preacher hat on, y'all. So babies, listen, I see I've got quite a few followers on Spotify, and then my biggest audience right now is on iHeart. So what I'm asking you guys to do is to provide listener support for my podcast. It takes a lot for me to create these hot, sexy stories that you're not subscribing to. So, would you consider providing a little listener support in two ways? First, if you're loving what you hear, tell two people. Tell two people that you know, so that this amazing podcast can grow. There's step one. And two, you can consider giving this podcast a little listener support in the form of a monthly donation. There, I said it. So, those were your church announcements for the day. So, without further ado, let's get right into the podcast. Southern Hospitality on Naughty Tales. Sometimes I tell myself, Tabby, you are a fucking trip, girl. You just need to slow down. You need to slow down. But then the other part of me, maybe that's Boo Boo Kitty, she says, no, girl, do your thing. So then I give him the Boo Boo Kitty and do my thing. And then this happens. Oh, Tabby, Tabby, the shit that you get yourself into. The next notch on my pussy scale came from a man I coined the young anaconda from the country, or southern hospitality. I like to affectionately call him. Corvin was a 26-year-old dick that I met on social media and flew into my hometown all the way from Biloxi, Mississippi. Kinky, I know. But in this time of my life, I spent most of my time drunk. I met Corvin in an adult chat group site on social media. It was one of those places where they engaged in kinky conversation, private group chats, and sexy memes. They also requested pictures of you in all kinds of forms on different days. Since Tuesday was Titty Tuesday, I decided to show the men and women in the group what I was working with through my lace push-up bra. Corvin liked my post and immediately hit my inbox. We talked lightly back and forth for a while, and then our sexuality went into full peak. It started with me sending a boob pic, which I had never done before. I practiced my angles a bit before I sent my tits. Then he sent a penis pic. I was impressed. That young man had a whole lot of manhood. It was thick, brown, and beautiful. We spent hours over the next few days sending pictures of our body parts that we were destined to get us into trouble. Next thing I knew, as the days went by, we had taken things to the next level by having video sex. Johnson and Esteban, my toys, were put on a show for Corvin, who then showed me what his man could do. I stroked my pussy on the messenger screen. I watched my southern hospitality stroke his shaft in tandem. I massaged my kitty with Johnson, brushed him lightly against my kidney as he watched. I wanted to please myself. Wanted to take my time. Corvin continued to stroke his manhood. The baby oil on his cock shimmered. As he stroked, the sounds of the oil created a beautiful sound as he watched me work. As I played, he looked in my eyes as he pleased himself. I subliminally told him I wanted and needed his cock as he stroked. He wanted me too. I knew it as I rocked my hips back and forth. I spread my lips with my free hand, wanted him to have full access to this pussy. Corvin's strokes intensified. He looked at me. His eyes narrowed as he licked his lips and stroked. I moved my hips and rubbed Boo Boo Kitty. I changed speeds. Dug Johnson deep inside me. Corvin gave his manhood deep, long strokes, and my mouth watered. I wanted to place that big steel in my mouth, wanted to see if I could handle that anaconda. Pictured us in 69, him licking my pussy into a frenzy until I couldn't take anymore. My clit began to jump. The vibration from Johnson and the motion of my southern hospitality had me on edge. Corvin's manhood seeped in excitement. I placed my vibrator directly on my clit and splash! My waterfalls came from like a river. Corvin released his sweetness, sticky and thick. I licked my lips. I wanted to taste it. I had to admit, we were both skilled at pleasing ourselves, and it was so exciting seeing him get aroused and watching me giving myself delight. When I turned on my video, it was lights, camera, action. I swear, I could have been a video vixen in another life. We spent weeks pleasing each other on camera, engaging in cybersex. This man was five states away from me. How were we going to make this work? One thing was for certain, Corvin and I both knew we couldn't go on like this much longer. We both decided that we wanted to take things to the next level. Corvin got a one-way ticket to Biloxi, to my city. I know it sounds crazy, bringing a man into my town that I met on the internet. However, we had been engaging in pleasantries for over a month. Hell, that could be considered a relationship. Don't judge. And you only live once. So why not find out what happens? And besides, the one-way open-ended ticket was a safeguard for both of us. We both agreed that that would be best just in case things didn't go as we planned. Plus, I had my two besties, my Glock and my mace. I'm a pretty bitch, but I don't play. I didn't believe I needed it, though. But they were there, just in case. When Corvin touched down, I met him at the airport. And we stopped for something really quick to eat. He kissed me passionately and was touchy and feely as we ordered our food. This young man was ready to go already. I would have to train this young buck, at least try anyway. We ordered the food and Corvin suggested we take our food to go. We got back to my place and Southern hospitality wanted to skip the pleasantries and went right into action. Oh my. Corvin was everything I imagine a 26-year-old to be. Young, gifted, and full of energy. Typical 26er. I swear, it was like fucking the Energizer Bunny. Everything Corvin did was a little more aggressive and slightly immature. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. Let me give you an example of his immaturity. For example, when he touched my body, he was a little rougher than what I was used to. He grabbed my breasts with aggression, pinched them, squeezed. I took his hands and tried to instruct him with a massage to my twins. His massage would turn into a grab and then back to a pinch. I winced a little and tried to enjoy the pain. He kept saying, "You like that?" as I grabbed and massaged. And he choked and pulled at my nipples. I said, "Slow down, baby. We got all night." Southern hospitality was turning into a redneck, not a gentleman. I wonder if that one-way ticket could be turned back in tonight. I mentally looked up flights in my head as he massaged and pinched. Another example is he also wanted every stroke to be a literal pounding. No matter how much I said slow down, Corvin had one pace, Jack Rabbit speed. I rode him and he pounded from underneath, tried to sit me all the way down on that mass of steel. I yelped. He said, "Cream all over this dick." But my body was not in pleasure mode, but survival. As he pounded away beneath me, I held on for dear life. Now Corvin wanted to switch positions and rode me on my back. He entered me in missionary and the pleasure tingles went through my body. Oh, okay. This is different. I might enjoy it a little. Corvin stroked and it actually felt good. I tuned out his earlier aggression and let Corvin massage my love walls. I moaned in pleasure for real. His hands explored my body as he stroked until he reached my ass. He massaged my cheeks as he stroked. I moaned again. As he continued to massage, he spread my cheeks apart for more access. This man wanted all of him inside me. Corvin went deeper inside me. His massive cock made me moan loudly, a little in pain, but mostly in pleasure. I was handling this massive anaconda. I was proud of myself. Corvin grabbed my legs and pushed them close to my head. He then applied more pressure. I yelled in pleasure as I creamed all over his dick. Southern hospitality yelled, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come all over this dick." I came again as he pounded, and after 20 more minutes, he wanted to switch positions again. Oh! Corvin got off the bed and stood on the edge. He pulled my body to the edge of the bed and turned me over, demanded I get on all fours. I felt like a helpless rag doll as I turned over and he slapped my ass. Corvin massaged my cheeks again, spread them open, took his tongue and inserted. I wiggled a little. He took his fingers and massaged my kitty with one hand. She got wet instantly. Corvin continued to lick my ass and massage my clit. My pre-release oozed out, and Mr. Hospitality was ready to give me his bigness. Corvin put in the tip, and I moaned. He slowly stroked inside me until he was almost full in, picked up the pace, and I yelled. I said, "Slow down. Why, there's some good pussy here, man. Let me stroke." His accent was thick and I chuckled a little as I gave him full control. I no longer wanted to tame him. Hell, I couldn't do anything but submit to that big ass dick. Corvin grabbed my hips as he pounded, told me to take the dick. After all, I did ask him, I begged him to come give it to me. "Don't be scared now." "I'm not. I can't take it." "You think you can take it, ma'am? I ain't even all the way in. Ain't pussy so good and tight. Let me fuck you real good, Southern style." I moaned as I let him deeper. Corvin held me tight as he pounded. I yelled and took the dick. He went harder and faster. Deeper and deeper, slapping my ass and grabbing my cheeks, saying, "Take this dick with this good old pussy." I'ma fuck you all week long. Yeah, baby. I moaned in submission and said, oh, yes. Little daddy, fuck me. Little daddy with a big ass dick. Cream for me, baby. Cream. He pounded and I creamed. He took his dick out and looked at it. I turned my head to face him from behind. He smiled and entered me again as I moaned. Corvin picked up the pace as he pounded. I yelped and he smacked and massaged. Corvin pounded and pounded faster and faster until I came, until I couldn't come anymore. Pussy dried. Our first night together, Corvin had so much big dick energy that after all what seemed to be like 2 straight hours of getting pounded in doggy style position, I looked back at him and begged him to hurry up and come. This was getting ridiculous. Corvin eventually pounded himself into a frenzy until he gave up the ghost. My Southern hospitality released himself, took the condom off, and collapsed on my bed into a deep, deep sleep. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chaylana definitely has a story to tell. 2 novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tale. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party, and Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jaylana. Sex Talk with Jaylana. Tonight's topic is the use of sexual toys for pleasure in the bedroom with partners. And being creative with that and not being afraid to express yourselves with that. And I thought that this was going to be a good topic because the next week I actually have a story where there is an erotic scene or sex where the couple is engaging with that and with a toy together. So it's going to be bomb ass and you're going to enjoy it. But anywho, back to the topic. The use of sex toys and sexual devices in the bedroom. Am I for it? Oh, baby, I'm all for it. You know, and it's not to say that you have to have an arsenal. So that's another thing. You've got to get comfortable with it. So I'm so glad that I had addressed, number one, my demographic audience of men. Because it's, 89% of you that are listening? So here's the deal. If your woman wants to introduce some sexual devices into the bedroom, let her, allow her to explore. Like I said, that does not mean that she's going to have a secret closet with a 6-foot closet with dildos and vibrators and fucking chains and swings and shit. That doesn't mean that. That means that there's something in her that that she wants to tap into her body, and she needs to explore. But she wants to do that with you. She feels privy enough to do that with you. So, men, it is not taboo. You know, I've been with, again, baby, listen, I'm 51. So I've got some bodies, okay? So I've been with a lot of different kinds of men sexually. And you know, some people say, oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, listen, baby, the realness is the realness. So I've been with prudish men who thought that, oh my God, if you're introducing something outside the penis into the bedroom or the tongue, then it's taboo and, oh, I can't take it. Some men just simply cannot take it. But for me, what I see when I see that, that's a pride and ego thing. You feel like if your dick is not enough, then you're not enough. And that's something, sir, that you need to work out on your own. There are other ways for a woman to get pleasure besides your dick. It is a proven fact. And it's a proven fact. There are ways for you to get pleasure outside of her vagina. And there are, guys, there are some toys made specifically for you. Some things that a woman can do for you. Some rings she can put on your cock while she's sucking your dick. All kinds of shit. So sex toys are not just limited to women. And no, and I'm just saying, and you don't got to go as far as blow up dolls unless you want to. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm telling y'all, I've been telling people, when the robot man come out, I'm getting me one. I'm riding the robot man's dick, baby. Let me tell you, because it's going to be a robot man with a dick. Well, he's going to be a robot man, so he's going to look like a man. He's going to be like one of them AI, artificial intelligent men, robot with a vibrating dick. The dick vibrates, the tongue vibrates. The man is going to turn me out. The robot man is going to turn me out and give me everything I need for hours and hours and hours. I'm going to ride the robot man's dick for hours and hours. I mean, I'm just saying. So, men, it's not taboo. There are things out there for you, and you don't need to be afraid to engage with your partner. You know what I'm saying? I love a good dick inside me with a bullet on my clit at the same time. Do you know the intense pleasure that feeling that gets? And ladies that are listening, if you've never tried that, I don't know any woman who hasn't, but I'm just saying, if you haven't explored that way, you need to. Devices are fun. And then there are people have certain preferences. Like for me, I'm partial more to the bullets or, you know, the smaller devices, because my pussy's tight and wet. I have a little vagina. I have not birthed any children out of my birth canal. So my vagina is tiny. So, but it does expand for a big dick. I can say that. It's my podcast. But anywho, so certain women have certain preferences on certain toys that they like to use. So there's that too. So every woman is not going to want a big fake dick inside of her. Some of them, you know, like what I prefer, bullets. Some of them like dildos. And I've used dildos before. There's that. It's my podcast. I can say that. But anywho, so you got to get comfortable in that. But if, you know, because, and I'm just going to tell you, if you're a man and you're not comfortable in that and you're with a woman who's a freak, if she says she's a freak, if you're a man and you say, I want a freak, then you're going to get a freak. You're going to get a woman who's going to want to try things like that. So if you're not a freak, don't come for a freak. Because if you come for a freak is what you're going to get. Okay? And okay. But anywho, get comfortable with it. Explore yourself. You know what I mean? There are different things that you can do. Go to the lion's den and, you know, the exotic places. Look online. Look at the things that are out there for pleasure for yourself. Sometimes it's just about yourself. Men, women, look at some things that you think will please you and go out and buy them and try them and see what happens. Because at the end of the day, sometimes, especially us who are single, when you're single in the game, then when I say single, I say not married, okay? Sometimes you have a partner, sometimes you're not when you're single. So there's that. But when you're single, sometimes you don't have a partner, and so you got to take care of yourself. So if you, what better way to learn to take care of yourself but with the use of a little assistance? You dig? You dig? Well, that was Sex Talk with Jaylana. I'm going to give you your time back. Tune in to the ending of Naughty Tales and Southern Hospitality. Hola, mommies and poppies. Are you enjoying this amazing podcast? Do you like what you hear? Well, you want to maybe consider becoming a supporter of Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. Please support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. I put a lot of work into these episodes, y'all, and creating them and putting them together to make them special for you. So your monthly donation would be a great contribution to this podcast. So become a supporter by going onto Spotify and clicking on support. Thank you so much, mommies and poppies. Meow. Before and after that encounter, I had spoken with my new girlfriend, Tara, who had cautioned me, by the way, against bringing in young meat for entertainment. Be careful with that, mama. You never know what you're gonna get. I wish I would have heeded her advice. After that seemingly 2-hour session with Corvin, for the first time, her words came back to haunt me immediately. I have to admit, I was flattered by the attention he was giving me. He was yet another hot young man turned on by me, and it was overwhelming in a good way. I felt attractive and sexy, something I had stopped feeling when I was with my ex. That attention meant nothing, however, when I felt the constant pounding of his rod all week. Corvin seemed to go on for what I considered forever, and it was way too much for me to handle. He would wake up in the morning, rock hard. I'd leave him and go into the office, and upon my return, he was ready to go. A couple of days, he was already wrapped in a wet towel with a rock hard dick exposed when I came home from the office. He would immediately pounce on me as soon as I entered my condo. I was ready for this man to leave, and my pussy, my boo-boo kitty, was in agreement. I began dropping hints and looking for flights back for him when I was finally allowed to come up for air. This young hottie had worn me out, literally. And I was reminded that I was no longer in my 20s. Of course, I got the "I told you so" from Tara, and I hate to say it, but she was right. There were red flags that this wasn't a good idea from the beginning. The first dick pic that he sent me, where his penis was the same length as an aerosol can, should have been an indicator that I was in for a ride, literally. The same length of an aerosol can. What the fuck was I thinking? Every woman loves a big dick, but jeesh. I played with that dick lace fire and that young man, and I should have ran for cover, but the hoe in me always loves a challenge. I learned the hard way, no pun intended, that every anaconda is still a snake. And if that snake is way too big to fit in your mouth and your vagina, you may want to rethink dancing with the snake. After he would come, he would chuckle to himself and say, "Welcome to the South." What the fuck? Welcome to the South. What he should have said and meant was, "Welcome to Pound Town." The constant pounding to me was not hospitable, and my vagina had reached her pussy limit. I spent exactly 5 days with this youngster, which was way more than enough to get time to get felt up, slobbered on, and pounded. By his last night in town, I put on my muumuu dress as an outward sign that his penis was no longer allowed to enter my vaginal walls. He saw the dress and understood. I sent Corvin back home to Biloxi, Mississippi with a so long and see you later. He called me a few times after that, and I let his calls go to voicemail. Southern hospitality fell off the face of the earth after that. Shortly thereafter, I found out that Corvin had got himself incarcerated. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how we do after every episode. We do a huge thank you to all the countries tuning in. So last week we had 49 countries. So this week, guess what? We got another country tuning in. Thank you, Mexico. Ooh, hola, hola, hola. Yeah, my name is, my name is Spanish. So there's that. But anywho, so Mexico has joined the party for all the listeners tuning in, and I am so grateful. Yes, yes. So again, people, listen. Baby, listen. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your support means so much to me. And if you love what you're listening to, if you're listening on Spotify, follow me on Spotify. If you're listening, just, and you, like I said, if you like what you're listening to, tell two people that you know. Tell two people that you know so this amazing podcast can grow. All right? And all right. Yes, yes. So I want to give a shout out to all of the countries tuning in. And to all the, I want to thank you for tuning in. First of all, I want to thank you for tuning in on your iPhones and your Androids and other devices. Also, want to thank you for tuning in from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, CastBox, all others, Google, and the web browser. So thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for your listenership in 50 countries. Y'all not playing around when it comes to listening to Naughty Tales. And men, thank you. Meow. So I want to thank you all from tuning in the United States, in Australia, India, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, Israel, South Korea, the United Arab Emirates, Malta, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia, Italy, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Switzerland, Singapore, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Iraq, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Hungary, Slovenia, Sweden, Hong Kong, and Mexico. Meow, meow, meow. Thank you so much for tuning into this amazing podcast, Naughty Tales. On behalf of me and Jaylana Stivette, actually, I am Jaylana Stivette. On behalf of Jaylana Stivette, I am just telling you, your listenership means everything to me. It motivates me every week to put out a brand new story for you, to put out some fresh content for you, because I know it gets you aroused, it makes your dick thump, but it's good ass shit. It's bomb ass stories as well. So help it grow. Help it grow. Tell two people you know and provide some listener support. But thank you most of all for continually tuning in. Meow.